The Anton Savage Show with Kearies.ie on News Talk.
If you were listening yesterday, you will have heard Dr. Margaret Steele with us. Margaret Steele is a postdoctoral researcher at the School of Public Health in UCC. She is also a co-signatory to a letter sent to Kevin Backhurst, or rather an open letter for the attention of Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTE, in which a number of people in the public health arena called for Operation Transformation to be cancelled. We discovered on Friday overnight that Operation Transformation was to be cancelled, or at least not to arrive back for the coming season. Now, as to whether or not this letter was causative is up for debate, but nonetheless, it joined a number of criticisms that there had been around the programme. One of them, criticism by proxy in the form of the Department of Health, which had earlier withdrawn the sponsorship that had previously supplied to the programme. We got a huge response to the discussion with Dr. Margaret Steele, because a lot of people raise questions about the appropriateness of putting people in their underwear and weighing them and all that. And then on the other hand, we got a huge amount of people saying, hang on a minute, this was programming that was aimed at local community engagement, that it got people out and about, that it recommended to people healthy diets and healthy lifestyles, and that that is exactly what a state-funded broadcaster should be doing. On that side of the argument, I said to Dr. Margaret Steele, and by the way, if you missed it, you can go on newstalk.com. The Anton Savage Show is there. You can have a listen back. But I said to Dr. Margaret Steele, well, look, I get the sense that your view is that it isn't so much that Operation Transformation wasn't effective, but that it was actually counterproductive. And she said that it was, in particular, in two categories.
The efficacy and the ethics of it. And the efficacy, you know, does it work? And the ethics being, is it worth it? And I think on both counts, there are problems with Operation Transformation. And I mean, it also distracts from evidence-based interventions that, we could have had experts on. You could have had people like the signatories to the letter on public television, on cross platforms, explaining, as we have sometimes done, the actual science of obesity, why it's a problem, what the evidence-based solutions are.
So that was Dr. Margaret Steele, postdoc researcher at the School of Public Health in UCC. I'm joined now by Philip Kampf, who is the executive producer of Operation Transformation, and he's the owner of Vision Independent Productions. Good morning, Philip.
How you doing, Anton? Thanks very much for the opportunity. And in fairness to News Talk, you've always given us a balanced argument. You've always given us a chance to sort of make our case too, which we really respect.
Well, it is a pleasure. And to that case, it's not often that somebody has a show that has been a ratings winner for 17 years, because that is objectively the case. Operation Transformation did very good business. And who is told that their services are no longer wanted in such a public way? What was your reaction?
Well, it wasn't to do with the letter that was published in the Indo on Friday. I mean, we knew 3 weeks ago that it wasn't coming back, and that's a fact, you know. So, we'd known for a while. It was announced this time last year that RT were looking for something new for that space. So we knew that it was coming towards an end, you know. And then 3 weeks ago, we had a brief meeting with RT where we were told, look, this is it. So, you know, I think, you know, it was lovely to hear a lot of the positive comments yesterday, people saying they're going to miss it. And I think there's, you know, it has, and I think there is still an opportunity to grab people's attention in January and February when they're there wanting to change. And that's where Operation Transformation stood in.
Now, the interesting thing,
the other thing I would say, I mean, I would say, first, I thought the letter and I thought the piece in The Independent was, you know, we've been under the cosh of intuitive eaters now for 3 years, and they sort of rally the troops. And I think, like, the things they were saying, you know, stuff like, you know, that it's a very restrictive diet is completely wrong. Like, they say vast calorie deficits. Like, we follow exactly the HSE and NHS guidelines, but we know that the intuitive eaters are almost like a cult, and they just have a mantra that is pretty strange. It's health at every size, and you know that, like, that has been questioned right across the board. So, you know, I think that has fed into this, and a lot of the people talk about the show, but they actually don't watch it. You know, a lot of people who criticize it don't watch it.
Well, let me go to some of the criticisms, because one of the things that got raised both in that letter and in our discussions yesterday and beyond is the thing of the stigmatization of people who have broader issues than the moving more and eating less. That the whole thrust of the program is personal individual responsibility for problems that most of the medical research would suggest are not tackleable by personal individual responsibility, and that all that does is compound the stigmatization.
No, I don't agree with that. And I think the show has evolved over the years, but I think Donal O'Shea said it yesterday, Professor Donal O'Shea, and I just read a statement that he gave to the Mail that, like, what we have is a multidisciplinary team. You know, we've got a GP who is also a lecturer in the Royal College of Surgeons. We have a HSE clinical psychologist, you know, an expert in fitness. We've a Koru registered dietitian, and they're the people you will meet when you want help to rebalance your life. And that's what we offer. So it's not a fad diet. And in a way, I have huge respect for the people who step forward and want to take part in the show, because, you know, we see them, you know, working with these experts, trying to sort of recalibrate their lives. And that's what it's about. And I think if you looked at the show last year, you know, one of the leaders, Darren, ex-rugby player, it was about getting work-life balance. The most important thing for him was meeting Dr. Eddie and finding out to play with his kids. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, we'd Noel, who was 55, he said himself he was in Sniper's Alley. You know, he opened up a whole discussion about being on antidepressants. So we are very much 365. It's not about the scales, you know, and I think...
But it once was say, to some extent, and that's again one of the criticisms.
The reason why I was interested in going on today, because, like, the intuitive eaters, I spoke to one of them. She rang me about 4 years ago and screamed at me for half an hour, right? And there was basically they're saying you shouldn't ever step on the scales and you shouldn't talk about calories. And I just think, I honestly think that's very dangerous, you know? Afterwards, I'm going to put your email up online and all of my followers are going to contact you. And I got about 8 emails, you know? So, but I think what they've done is they've scared people away from talking basic truths about weight. And I know this because, you know, 2 years ago, we went to find a new dietitian and spoke to a lot of dietitians who would say, Philip, we watch the show, we like it, we see what you're doing, but they're absolutely petrified. And it was interesting that you know Noreen O'Sullivan on just before me, right? They're absolutely petrified of intuitive eaters coming and piling on top of them and putting them out of business. And I think the doctors who are on that letter need to reflect who they're writing the letter with, you know? We've no problem. Like, we every year, and for the last 17 years, every year we would meet people like Professor O'Shea and ask them, what should we be doing? And we get great guidance. Like, you mentioned the Department of Health there. And while they, you know, there was some sort of play saying that they left us, we still talk to them, even through last year.
But they cut you loose financially, Philip.
Well, you would know this better than me, Anton, about the way the politics works, right? But outside of that, we deal with people in Healthy Ireland. We deal with Sport Ireland. They're fantastic partners, you know. Example last year, Noel, one of our leaders, had type 2 diabetes, you know, and Healthy Ireland were on to us saying it would be brilliant if you could do something about the retina screening, you know. Like, they're ringing us up because they know we have an impact. And it's interesting. And sorry, you know, like, at the end of 2021, Healthy Ireland went away and did an audience research on the show, right? 74% of the people who watched the show, and remember, 250,000 people watched the show. 74% of the people who watched the show made at least one health change in their life. 41% increased their activity. A third, about 40,000 to 50,000 people lost some weight, about 8.5 pounds. Like, in terms of a population intervention of health, that's hard to beat.
Now, let me ask you on that, Philip. Does that mean, because any independent production company, if they have a long-running show, regardless of whether or not it's a public health or a public informative impact, if it has been running well and getting ratings, it goes in the CV, it goes in the showreel, and it is a point of pride. Are you disappointed that at the point at which Operation Transformation has ended, its reputation has been traduced in the way that it has?
No, because look, I think and that it was great to listen to Noreen O'Sullivan before. And this is the world we live in, you know, and I don't like we've been like we've 1200 GA clubs signed up to Ireland Lights Up. Every time a GA club announces that it's got a walk on a Thursday or a Wednesday night, intuitive eaters pound them. Right. So we've been through this sort of, you know, fake news being thrown at us now for quite a while, you know, and it's been an interesting experience. But I think the what we've found is that all we can do is just really hone in and get better at what we do, you know? And I think that's absolutely, it makes us better, you know, because we constantly look at ourselves. We say, are we doing the right thing? You know, how can we improve that? So, no, I don't, but I do think that, I think the Eilish O'Regan thing was very lazy journalism. It would, like you rang me yesterday, they could have rung me yesterday, they didn't, you know? And I'd happily tell them, you know, how it works. And my only thing, I'm very grateful to RT for the 17 years. It's been an amazing show to work on. A lot of people have phoned me over the weekend who've worked on it saying, you know, Operation Transformation was a huge part of their lives. But it's not about the company. It's nice if we're producing it, but it's not vital to our success or failure. But I do think, and the reason why I'm interested in being on here today is that I think we can't have people scared to talk about the basic things for 65% of the population. 65% of the population do need to move more. They need to look at what they eat. And I think it's a shame that you know, when you read that piece that was in the Indo saying that we dehumanize people, you know, that we put people on these huge, vast calorie deficit diets. That's just not true.
Well, to the first point, whatever about the vast calorie deficit, there was a point. Now, it may not be the more recent issues, but you did stand people on weighing scales in their pants.
And look, Anton, you're probably old enough as I am, right? Your mother will know that people used to smoke on the late, right? So you change and you evolve. And we changed and we evolved. When Operation Transformation started in 2008, it was the height of reality shows, all of that's Biggest Loser, all of that, and we were in the mix, but we grew and we learnt, you know. And that's why I think the problem is, and that's why I don't want it to be about Operation Transformation. Whether it's good or bad, or what they would do is they'd take out clips of Dr. Ava and edit them in a particular way. I do think though that it's very rare that you get something that has such a positive effect on so many people across the country. Okay. At a time, particularly at a time in January and February, which are very bleak months. And I think, you know, okay, Operation Transformation is gone, but we need to not be scared to say the things that need to be said, and also I thought it was laughable what that expert said from UCD, that she wants to go on RT and essentially preach to people. And what I'd say is that I've been around probably too long now, but when I started off, I was a 21-year-old tiny producer on the Gay Byrne show with John Cadden. And there was a brilliant man, sadly no longer with us, Dr. Zachary Johnson, who was involved in promoting public health. And Zachary Johnson discovered very quickly that the Gay Byrne show was a lot better than any current affairs show to get messages out there. And I remember at the height of the whole AIDS epidemic, things were really bleak for people who were diagnosed with HIV, and people were scared to touch them and go near them. And Zachary came to me and he said, we need to get someone on the Gay Byrne show, because if someone comes out and talks about it, and people will, like, all the speeches, all the ads in the world won't make that difference. And you know that too, Anton. So what we have is ordinary people showing what can be done. Right. You know, the experts help them. And I think that's, so having, you know, all someone right, like Boucher Hayes, I know, walking over a mountain saying we're on a mountain of fat isn't going to change anything. Having someone from Limerick, you know, with their family saying, here we are, this is what we're doing, as we now know, is very impactful.
Philip, thank you very much. That's Philip Camp, who is executive producer and owner of Vision Independent Productions.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.